My name is Linda Reed, and I am the director of the Institute for Water Business at UW-Whitewater.
So how did the Women of Water come together?
At the launch of the new Global Water Center, a number of us women were standing around and talking about how traditionally this field has very much been male-driven, and we really enjoyed each other's company and sharing stories about our careers and our passion for water, and we decided we needed to get together more often. We're hoping to bring in more young women who are getting into the field and women who might not have thought they were women of water, but who are. Tess joined us tonight for the first time.
I'm Tess Massaroni. I work for Mortenson Construction, and I am a field engineer. I went to Marquette, graduated just in December. My background in engineering was a lot of environmental engineering based, so I knew even going into construction that I didn't want to lose track of something that I'm very passionate about, which is water and the environment. So walking into here, I was a little bit nervous, but also very excited to soak it all in and learn from people who know a lot more than I do.
My name is Laurie Parsons. I'm a water resource engineer by training. These days, I'm a businesswoman. And so a year ago, moved my company of 50 people at the time, now we're 80, down to be close to the Global Water Center.
Where were you before you came down to the heart of things?
We were in Pewaukee.
Is this hub thing, is it really cooking? Is it really turning into something?
It is. And I asked the same question about a year and a half, 2 years ago, when I was thinking about what to do with my company, where to move it, how to grow it, how to evolve it. I met with a few people that were very connected with this thing that is happening, and I looked them in the eye, and I was convinced it's happening. It's at the beginning. It's been going for a while, but it's going to just go from there.
Okay, I'm Carol Strachbein. I work with Rice Technology, and my partner developed a water leak detection system. When you have a water leak in your home, it turns off the water automatically and lets you know by email or text that your water's been shut off.
You've been working on this for several years?
Yes, 2 or 3 years now.
What were you doing before that time?
Well, I worked in the wastewater industry for probably 35 years, and I was past president of the Wisconsin Wastewater Operators Convention, and I was one of the first women to ever do that, so that was pretty cool.
Roisin Stychinski. I'm a landscape architect. We basically design water drainage. We design the outdoor environment, and through my experience, I find that I'm working with all the different players in the water world.
How did you make that connection to get into this group?
When I started my business, I wanted to connect with women professionals to help each other become stronger in the business environment. And so I worked in an architectural engineering firm, and one of our founders, Carrie, here, was one of the women they mentioned frequently, so I connected with her.
My name is Carrie Bristol Grohl. I'm the principal civil engineer at Stormwater Solutions Engineering. We moved to the Global Water Center in July of last year, and at the grand opening of the building in September, we see all these women around, which is a little unusual because I'm in a kind of a male-dominated field. And so now we get together about once a month. Right now we have about 55 women that are on the mailing list. And then the women that get together, they're talking about interesting things, and I feel like, oh my gosh, we did this. It's really fun.